Last month, we told you that U.S. Representative Steve Sutherland of Florida had introduced legislation to prohibit the Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers from extending federal regulatory powers to almost any body of water in America. He says the Waters of the United States Regulatory Overreach Protection Act, or H.R. 5078, is a direct response to this.
They've primarily focused on navigable waters, and basically a navigable water would be anything that really would float a canoe. And what we've now seen is them trying to expand that to adjacent wetlands and then waters adjacent to adjacent wetlands, adjacent to navigable waters. So we're seeing this regulatory creep. And when the EPA announced broadening their jurisdiction through this regulatory creep, we have just felt very, very strongly this is a bridge too far. And at a time we can ill afford, by no means do we need to stop the economy. And what this would do to farming, construction, manufacturing, transportation, energy development, I mean, it just goes on and on. So our bill is a direct response to their announcement of their intent to expand the definition of their jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act.
While Sutherland hopes the bill will be brought up in the full House sometime next month, many ag groups, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, have come out against EPA's efforts. As a matter of fact, NCBA notes the most powerful tool we have against the EPA and Corps' aggressive land grab is a strong grassroots voice. So they have set a goal of having 10,000 comments submitted to the EPA to push back against their Waters of the United States proposal. Now, as of this week, right at 1,800 comments have been submitted through the NCBA website, 17% of their goal. So they're encouraging cattle producers and others in agriculture to make a comment, something that only takes a few minutes. To learn more, just go to beefusa.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.